Don't get me wrong about credible figures. I'm never questioning the figures the president used, but I'm talking about the need for institutions that will give us figures that nobody will question.
Foolproof figures.
Let me give you an example. Back under President Wells, I remember it was Honorable Okudzeto Ablakwa. If it's not him, he quoted a figure of about 1.6 million jobs having been created, which everybody in this country didn't believe. Currently, the Minister of Agri has also thrown a figure, and it is being questioned. I'm talking about having systems and institutions that when we get figures, we know that indeed this is a figure we can trust. I'm very uncomfortable when figures are given and it can never be verified, and it is not good for planning. That's all I'm saying. I'm not doubting the president. There are very good things he did, and we all saw, which we can talk about. There are things that are not going perfectly right. The interesting thing for us in this country is that we need to start looking at what have we done very well? What can we also do better? There are shortfalls.
But would you say that the State of the Nation address that the president read this time around, I have heard people say this was a watered-down version, maybe because it was shorter than last year, and maybe because it didn't have as many facts or figures that people wanted. Would you say this time around he didn't really give us the true state of the nation?
Well, if for anything, I believe he is in a better place now than he was a year ago.
Local governance expert Frederick Odrejaku, given his thoughts on the economy, the ranking member on Mines and Energy Committee, Adam Mutawa Kailu, said figures presented by the president do not translate into employment and growth of the economy.
We have challenges with figures. Let me give a clear example. In June, the governor of Bank of Ghana said our debt was 138.5. That's the half-year review. Mm-hmm. Fast track December, still the same 138.5. Meanwhile, government have issued more bonds. So you begin to doubt how June figures is the same as November figures, when we are very, very clear that government has gone to borrow some money in addition, whether domestic or international. Two is when the budget was submitted, comparisons were made, and those comparisons were not factual. You don't use, let's say, June figures in 2017 compared to December figures in 2016. You see, it must tally. So it brings into doubt some of these figures. If they are out, we need to scrutinize them, find the factual aspect. For example, if, say, the GDP increased from 3.6 to 7.9. Mm. What is GDP? It's about growth. Mm. Growth means more businesses will be running. More people will be employed. There will be standard of living will improve. But if the president now comes to tell us that GDP has increased from 3.6 to 7.9. But I cannot tell you how many people are engaged as a result of that growth. What sort of growth is it? You put that question there. As we speak, the president hasn't been able to give us figures as a result of the increase in the growth rate from 3.6 GDP.
But to be fair to him, he made a point that the growth also may have come from the fact of prudent measures put in.
I'm still going into digest that growth.
Right.
I'm going into digest why it has not translated to employment, and he couldn't provide us employment figures.
Ranking member on the Mines and Energy Committee, Adam Mutawa Kailu. For his part, the MP from Fansman Echo Hayford, Debang, claims there were discrepancies in the figures presented by the president. He emphasized that there is growth in the economy, which is boosting investor confidence.
The economy of every country is driven by figures. And if economy are driven by figures, then of course, if you want to assess how the government is performing, how the economy has failed, then of course, the measure or the indicator is obviously you have to refer to the figures. And then we have institutions in Ghana that throw us figures for assessing and for comparative analysis. And when it comes to economical figures, we can get it from our Bank of Ghana or the Ghana Statistical Services. This information, which was used by His Excellency the President in the State of Nation address, are figures from the Bank of Ghana. So if you make a submission which sought to have some doubts about the credibility of our institution, then of course, to me, it is something we have to be very careful and cautious when we are throwing such information, because we need to have trust in our institution, because at the end of the day, this has been the measure of assessment in terms of the figures given out by this institution. So for you to say, fine, we can have alternative source of getting information, but so far as we are concerned, the most true credible organization that we can get information for reporting are the Bank of Ghana and the Ghana Statistical Service.
I recall in the time of the MPP when they were in opposition, for example, I recall the fact that the Ghana Statistical Service was bastardized. How is it that today, when you're wearing the shoe on the other foot, they are the most credible?
When you are criticizing, then of course you should be able, or should have the cause or the reason why you can challenge some of the information. You have the right to challenge it.
Absolutely.
But if you are unable to challenge some of the information with credible information you have, then of course throwing out the information that credibility is somehow questionable.
MP for Mfantsiman, Echo Hayford.